Perhaps no one is more responsible for Oklahoma's many reservoirs than Governor and eventually Senator Robert S. Kerr.
The most unnecessary crime against our social order, aside from moral deterioration, is the pollution of the God-given, blessed resource of abundant, pure water.
Kerr gave this speech about water just before his death in 1963.
I tell the people of Oklahoma that our abundant supplies of water will be worth more to our great state in the next half century than all the oil and gas we've produced have been worth to it in the past half century.
Kerr was speaking from experience. Growing up in Oklahoma, he saw firsthand the devastating effects of regular flooding of the state's rivers and streams. Wild fluctuations in water depth along the North Canadian and Arkansas rivers were a mainstay during the 1920s. Future Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Carl Albert grew up in similar circumstances near McAllister, and both saw the state choked with dust during the crippling droughts of the 1930s.
Oklahoma had some big water resource needs dating back to the 20s during the floods and then during the Dust Bowl. In terms of water availability, kind of both extremes and so forth.
That's Dr. Ed Rossman with the Tulsa District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps helped build most of Oklahoma's major reservoirs, and it wouldn't have happened on the scale that it did without the influence of Kerr and Albert.
Part of the thing with Kerr and Carl Albert and those guys, you know, they were part of the power elite. Yeah. And they could make things happen. And so.
Federal funding for reservoirs started to dry up in the 1980s. To that point, the government could fully pay for dam construction. But a 1986 law required cost sharing with local entities.
It's like in the neighborhood of $120 million to $190 million, and that's probably even more than that in order to construct a reservoir, any sizable reservoir. So it's got to be very, very expensive.
The dam building boom was over, but another boom may be needed. Oklahoma will face more frequent and longer droughts over the next century as demand for water continues to increase, especially for agriculture in western Oklahoma. The State Water Resources Board outlines more than 60 potential new reservoir sites in its 2012 Comprehensive Water Plan. OWRB Director J.D. Strong says the need is there, but the will is lacking. And cost is just one concern.
And there's a lot of other things that we know now that we didn't know then. There are a lot of new environmental laws and regulations in place.
And Rossman highlights another problem facing potential new reservoirs as he points to the outline of what would be Scissortail Lake near Ada.
You know, when you do something like this, you're going to have to acquire all these lands. You're going to have to force these people off their land.
Right.
And what does that mean to the community? Well, you know, it is a big consideration.
There's one more obstacle, and Kerr and Albert share the blame for this one.
We picked all the good sites already.
And there are very few, even decent sites in western Oklahoma where big new reservoirs are needed the most. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.